Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with filmmaker Graham Cooper, who attended the grad film school at the Maharishi University of Management in Fairfield. His film, Upmanas, was selected by Iowa Public Television to be featured in their Film Lounge series next February.
The word, the title of the film, Upmanas, what does that mean?
I kind of made up the word, but I pronounce it Atmanas, which is basically Atman itself. And to me, it's like a mountain of many selves happening at the same time, many kind of timelines happening at the same time. So it's a mountain full of selves is kind of how I defined the name and the title and everything.
I understand what you mean there with timelines. It seems like that's kind of what you are seeing when you watch the film. It's like you hear these voices and you kind of see these different scenarios play out at the same time. What was the message that you were trying to convey in the film?
To me, it was all about this certain time in someone's life, or in particular a boy's life, where you're trying to figure out where your life is going. You're at this point where, like, okay, I'm becoming a person now. I'm becoming a real thing. And I need an influence. I need something to take me through the rest of my life. And right now, the character does not have a father. He doesn't have a father figure. So he's at a crossroads. He doesn't have a very clear direction to go and find a role model. So he has this stepfather. He's not very close with at all. And then come these people that are strangers, but there's this connection with them that he's incredibly confused by. And so basically, I wanted it to be about this pivot point in a person's life where they figure out who they are.
How long did it take you to film and create this film?
We shot it in 5 days, and that was that was 2 years ago, actually. And the editing took a crazy long time because the first cut was 40 minutes or something. And it's just a matter of bringing it down and down and down and down. I have a cut that's 29 minutes. And then I was in film school in Fairfield. And in came the editor of Twin Peaks. And, like, he gave us all these inspirational speeches and everything. And he's like, you guys have to just, like, at least try cutting everything out of your film and see what happens with it. And so that's what I did. And I cut it down to like 15. I was like, wow, that's way too short. So it was just a give and take, basically, of time length. And I finally landed on that 19-minute one. So it took a very long time to edit, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
Do you currently reside or consider Fairfield to be your residence?
Right now, I'm at this point in my life where I'm constantly moving around, just in New York City. Now I'm in Pennsylvania prepping another film that we're shooting here. I do plan to go back to Iowa, but not sure when that is, potentially in the winter.
How did it feel finding out that your film was being selected by IPTV for the Film Lounge?
Oh, it was so cool. It was super validating for that cut, because I really had no idea how that one played, the 19-minute version. But it was super exciting. I'm very excited to see it on TV, see how it plays there.
How do you, you know, value the experience that you've had in Fairfield and going to the Maharishi University for film school?
That was such an insane learning experience. Our program was this whole kind of collaboration on a web series. And typically it's like you have your own thesis film and you work on that and it's a standalone thing. But we all nine of us collaborated on one project, which is just impossible. You know, I mean, like, with nine voices having all the same amount of control over something and caring as deeply about something as everyone else and having different tastes. So it was, like, pretty much a battle getting something out of that. But what we did come up with, I'm really proud of. So it was such an insane experience to learn about collaboration, really. It was a really cool program, really unique.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Fairfield filmmaker Graham Cooper. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.